That's what happens with trauma, is that when we have the incomplete experience, there is some way in which our brains are basically wired to live on repeat inside of, but wait, how is it going to end? What's the ending of this story?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I take an active part in creating the ending of this story? And that's going to lead into this next question of, like, how do we create safety?
Yes. And one of the things you're describing is something that can be done with narrative therapy, right? People can write out their trauma story and say, with an ending, they call this a contamination story, like, well, and that's how I got broken. That's how my life got ruined. Or you can write this story and say, okay, let's write a redemption story at the second half of this. And we're going to, even if it hasn't happened yet, let's visualize this. That's a form of cognitive therapy.
Because as humans, we are storytellers. And in some ways, we also, as part of healing, need that truth telling. We need our stories to be known by us and to be heard by others in order to have some redemptive elements to it.